Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We continue our discussion of a typical day in the Beis HaMikdash. In a previous FMM, we learned that the first avoda of the day is Trumas HaDeshen, cleaning some of the ashes off of the Mizbeach from yesterday's Korbanos. The Kohen, who is Zoche, to perform Trumas HaDeshen, was chosen through the first pais, the first lottery of the day. And now, after the Azara around the Beis HaMikdash has been inspected, it is time for that Kohen chosen to remove the ashes to begin his job. The Mishnah in Maseches Tamid in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, tells us that the Kohen who won the lottery to perform Trumas HaDeshen heads out of the Beit HaMoked, where he and all of the other Kohanim slept last night, and he heads towards the Mizbeach. And as he heads out, the other Kohanim remind him that he may not perform Trumas HaDeshen until he spiritually washes his hands and his feet. In fact, no Kohen can perform any avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. They can't even touch any of the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash until they also wash their hands and their feet spiritually. So the Kohen, removing the ashes, heads to the kior, the large wash basin, the large water container that sits in the Azara between the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach. And since this Kohen is the first Kohen to do any avoda today, he is also the first Kohen to use the Kior today. Since last night, the Kior has been submerged underwater in a well in the Azara. If it was left outside of the water overnight, the water in the Kior would become Tameh. So the Kior must be submerged overnight. But now that morning has come, and now that the Kior must be used, this first Kohen has to lift the Kior with all of its water out of the well. In the second Beis HaMikdash, a wooden pulley system was made for this very job, so it was much easier to pull the Kior out of the water. And the Mishnah says that the other Kohanim wait in the Beit HaMoked while this first Kohen goes all by himself to the Kior. They can't see this Kohen, they can't hear him. The first thing they can hear is the sound of the wooden pulley system that draws the Kior out of the well. And when they hear that sound, they say, Higia Ace, the time has come. The time has come for this Kohen to clear away some of the ashes. And that's exactly what he does. He washes his hands and feet from the Kior, and then he takes a silver shovel that has been placed next to the Mizbeach, and he walks up to the top of the Mizbeach. And there, on top of the Mizbeach, he uses that shovel to stir the ashes that are still smoldering from yesterday's Korbanos, and then he puts a small amount of ashes from the innermost coals, those that are most burnt by the fires. He puts those ashes, a small amount, into his shovel, and he heads back down the ramp of the Mizbeach. And when he gets to the bottom of the ramp of the Mizbeach, he turns around and walks back along the side of the ramp, the eastern side of the ramp, the side farther from the Beis HaMikdash. And there, he puts the ashes in a small pile on the floor. This is the same place on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Azara, where parts of some bird korbanos are placed. This is also the same place where the ashes from the inner Mizbeach are placed as well, and it's also the same place where ashes from the menorah are placed. And this is all, we're going to explain all of that, Emir Tzashem, in the future, the cleaning of the inner Mizbeach and the cleaning of the menorah. And again, all of this is on the side of the ramp, on the of the outer Mizbeach, the outer eastern side of the ramp, away from the Beis HaMikdash. And I will add parenthetically that it's interesting to note that when we discuss Trumas HaDeshen and removing ashes from the Mizbeach, the Kohen only removes, as I've been saying, the Kohen only removes some of the ashes, not all of the ashes from the top of the Mizbeach. So the first avoda of the day, Trumas HaDeshen, is really only a symbolic removal of some of the ashes from yesterday. A full clearing and a full cleaning of the ashes from the Mizbeach will happen later in the day, and we'll get to that, Emir Tzashem. And that happens every day, according to the Rambam, and according to others, it happens only when needed. And again, we will discuss that in the future, Emir Tzashem. But again, this first avoda is only a symbolic symbolic removal of some of the ashes. It sends a message to all of the Kohanim, and it sends a message to all of us. It's very hard to serve Hashem with the weight of yesterday on our shoulders. It's important to be rid of yesterday's ashes in order to move on with today's avoda. In other words, you made a mistake yesterday. That's bad. And you must do tshuva. And then move on. Clear away those ashes and don't be bogged down by those mistakes, by yesterday's ashes, so to speak. In addition to that, don't rest on your laurels. You served Hashem nicely yesterday? Beautiful. You brought korbanos yesterday? Beautiful. There's ashes that show that you served Hashem yesterday? Beautiful. You can't rely on that. You can't rest on that. Clear away those ashes and you must start afresh today. It's a beautiful message that we see every single morning in the Beis HaMikdash. And that is, therefore, Trumas Hadeshen, the first avoda of the day. In the next FMM, we will discuss what the other Kohanim begin doing as soon as Trumas Hadeshen takes place. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Emet Hashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.